I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath. My wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. And I watered it with fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright. And for my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine, and into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole. In the morning, glad I see, my foe outstretched beneath the tree. And now, ladies and gentlemen, another iteration is coming your way of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Yes, dear fiends, this is your irritating horror host, Dr. Howland Owl, here before you once again to explore the world of terror, mystery, boredom, or whatever. The thing is, it is a continuation, not really even a starting, but just the next word at the end of the parenthesis. And so we welcome you, one and all, to our special salon upon the air with a surprise mystery guest who I think may surprise some of you, indeed. Not who you're thinking. And so we have that ahead of us, as well as the usual subject matter and re-layered palimpsests of archival material. See much that he or she cannot at first comprehend, from the In-N-Out burger to the taco truck throwdown. Many are the destinations, and Fresno's varied residents travel on errands of their own. Man, woman, and child, all staring at their phones. In Fresno, no one ever asks another if she or he is comfortable or content. The answer is already known, universally, as if a spell has been cast. Fresno is in the center of the mysterious San Joaquin Valley.
You must be joking.
And of all cities in the central
San Joaquin Valley,
it can boast of being the largest. But no one you may encounter.
But they do a lot of joking there.
It is approximately 220 miles, or 350 kilometers, northwest of ultra-cosmopolitan Los Angeles, the city.
Oh, that Los Angeles.
The name Fresno, Spanish, the tongue of the conquistadores, is said to mean leaf of ash. And, yes, an ash leaf still ever flutters on the city's flag. It is true that many ancient peoples of Fresno are now less than ashes. The Yokuts once traded with other Californian tribes of Native Americans, including coastal peoples such as the Chumash, on the fabled shores of Central California. Then they would trade herbs and medicinal plants and the byproducts of many animals. But do not ask for medicinal plants on Fresno's streets today. Helmeted guardians, police of the municipality, will handcuff you and, it is said, beat you with truncheons or bars of iron. Better to turn your eyes away or dance to the hidden music.
Have you got a working one?
Of Fresno. Huh? It is said that in the 1970s, the dance style known as popping evolved there. And in living memory, a 1980s
popping your joints, that is, when you try to do the dance.
Series, they say, called Fresno, featured Carol Burnett, Dabney Clark, Terry Gunn, and even Charles Griffin, along with a treasure trove.
You know those folks, don't you?
But
Dabney
this
Coleman?
Was in the long-gone 1980s.
Richard Simmons.
And today, few recall the names and faces.
Say,
and Fresno is liquid.
That device over there, somebody left behind, and it's a voice changer and robot voice thing. Yes, it's right there.
It's a Don Joyceifier, in a way. I have his. Remember, he had a...
I used it last time.
Return
with your voice?
Yes.
For rezoning farmland for housing development.
Yeah, use it tonight. It
before
will confuse
the Federal
people.
Bureau of Investigation.
I'm just a tape. I'm not.
Before it was widely
yes,
known.
Yes, I have plenty of archival material of Mr. Puzzling Evidence here.
Pay off,
as our listeners know.
Rezone and make a large profit.
So much info now
inexpensive
that we can get on these amazing little plastic discs.
Were eventually
I mean, this I have. Oh, I just realized I have
I
in
wonder,
the back of the car. Some act of
you have this. This was really hard to find for
no,
a while.
I've kind of given up on soundtracks because
neither the bored teenagers.
I don't like mixing with them that much because they're copyright. So I have
they
a huge
look at their phones
amount of.
And
I should bring it. Well,
turning away their eyes.
There's a bag I think at Relogio of ones
looking away from the city.
Rob turned down. They're mine.
Well, I should look through those. There might be something.
If I remember tomorrow night,
add to us here.
Also, we need a picture of Agent Hal and some of his customers.
What, me and my decrepitude and senility?
Well, no, an archival picture of you in a suit or looking businesslike the agent and you know what. And then I can actually drop in. I just need a picture of you looking kind of serious. That would probably be it. And I can make one out of the system that I'm using.
Remember that thing we did where there was a camera crew and we sat behind
years
the desk?
Ago.
And so you don't have that.
I do. And
if
I was just thinking about it the other day.
Yeah, you know, where I'm sitting behind the desk and
because remember the joke was I was wearing shorts.
Yes.
So at one point I object to something and I stand up and I'm obviously not a serious lawyer if I'm wearing underpants.
No, I don't think it was that one.
A
it was that was where we first met Caroline and Roma. Roma was working there.
In that one I'm mentioning?
In the one that I'm mentioning.
Okay, right, that's right.
And at one point Court Holland and somebody else rolled back this rolling door, and I'm sitting behind it at a desk, you know, and say, "Hello, I'm Dr. Holland."
And did I bring a camera and shoot any of that? I don't remember.
That's what I was asking. Do you have that? Is that something that you?
Doesn't
because it was,
like
it was part of the show that we put out, and then the show itself was mocked by English people. Do you remember that? They did a thing about these wanking Yanks don't know what they're talking about. Listen to these idiots. You know, it was not at all complimentary.
I bet that's something that Court shot, and he wouldn't want anybody else to shoot it, because I don't remember any of that. That sounds wonderful.
But did you hear those wanking Yanks?
No.
Sort of thing?
I don't think. I mean, I'd say no, because I wish you should hit Court up. He's alive.
Uh-huh.
He's around.
Or Smith would. He played it on the Hour of Slack at one point. It's really insulting to the because they didn't understand we were joking with our.
Did you meet these English guys?
No, they did it in England. They were the producers of the show.
Oh,
they shot this material. Then when they went back to England and looked at it, they thought this is the way to handle it.
I remember that, but because I also did a lot of work with Jim Erickson's cousins. who were from Blackpool. And it was really, we did the same thing there. It was sort of like, you know, we were at Wankers and everything for quite a while, and it was fine. It was just to have the English, we love the English accent in this country, so.
Well, this is, of course, not the stately BBC accent,
no,
but this citified thing.
That was part of the Beatles, the way that the Beatles H-bomb just flattened all other music in the U.S.
Yeah, they brought that voice.
The English invasion just for 2 years killed rockabilly. And it, which was nascent, and of course the other part of that was Elvis went in the army.
Ignoring
and Jerry Lee
the,
Lewis,
the race,
his cousin,
the race record
cousin.
Still going on.
And then there's one I can never remember the name of the guy that George Harrison gives an homage shout out to in the last Beatle project, a movie project, and.
Not Roy Orbison or somebody like that.
It's that era, but he's a guy that was apparently Elmore somebody who had a certain kind of guitar style that Harrison then loved as a kid and developed on his own. And he just says, you know, and those three people, Elvis, that guy, and Jerry Lee Lewis, were, that happens and the Beatle happens, so all that wonderful rockabilly just went, bam, just fell and disappeared. But Motown left. Everything just left. Because the Beatles and then everybody hopping on. You know, also rock and roll was becoming a business for the first moment.
Right. Well, it was really going 100 miles an hour in New York and places like that.
And
it's constantly changing.
According to one book I have, the CIA made Laurel Canyon happen.
What? All they wanted to contain the rocksters so they could be kept under observation?
Guide with the release of acid. And it's a whole... I bought the book anyway because it's a wonderful history of Laurel Canyon cult going back to the 20s and times like that. But the our time, apparently, we were just following along the CIA's guidance.
But it got away from them.
Yeah, well... I don't know. Everything does. I think that's the nature of dealing.
When you create something, it frees itself.
I thought everybody saw that in Frankenstein. Only then the self died in the end.
Well, which one? The recent one?
Oh, you know, I haven't seen the beautiful recent one. Yeah, I have so many things to catch up on.
It's all many of the scenes that are in the book are in it, but it's still not accurate at all to the book.
Well, I always felt that was part of the fun of Frankenstein. Was he? It's like a number of myths. You can just take the thing and twist it any way you want in the tale.
They make Victor Frankenstein a really despicable character.
Who played by whom?
I can't remember.
I saw a picture of the
Benicio del Toro. I'm just wildly throwing names out. I don't think so. It was somebody I haven't. I'm not familiar with. Also, Frankenstein himself. I mean, the monster himself wasn't someone I had seen before. But it's really good acting. It's just like the motives and everything are different. It does have the framework of the Arctic exploration and the ship stuck in the ice.
Wow.
You know, it's really well done.
Yeah.
It's just another quasi version of the story.
Sure. It's just a frame to hang stuff on. I think the good stories are, and they get translated down through history, the old oral days, and then now we're back in the oral days where AI is the mistake built in as it's told down through the centuries. Only it only takes seconds now to get it wrong. And AI touches us all in the head.
Listen to those happy celebrants outside, lined up in front of the velvet rope outside the club.
Who gets something about it, about AI, that is. But that just scares everybody. And then, of course, look at what Ivan Stang's doing with his many precious minutes on this earth.
I'm thinking of sending him some more of my art to animate.
Right now, he's sliced apart. I couldn't tell whether it's the first or the second book, and is going at those.
Oh yeah,
endless.
Right.
I mean, it's like
well,
it's cool
we're going to have a readable online version in which the illustrations are GIF like jumping around.
Right.
You know, I guess you don't need AI for that if you make a GIF and can somehow isolate it to a piece of the screen. But I don't know. I'm totally ignorant about it.
Yeah, it's see the thing is that. I was just reading today and somebody about phone use. and how that's changed, I mean, beyond dramatically, and how we use our phones. And said, start one paragraph, if you still use your phone like 1998, I just went, wow. It was only then. You
know? Who would say that?
Talking about a person talking about why people don't talk more on the phone anymore.
Well, yeah, the phone isn't so much for talking, but it's for texting and all of that.
Yeah, because it's safer. I mean, there's so much bad stuff in the stream built around old style technology. It doesn't have to be an old phone. It can be anything.
It's I have a feeling unless somebody went out of their way to teach me, I'll never learn what they know. The young cartoonists, Apple can put her finger on the phone and by touching the drawing, actually color the drawing with all these colors. And it works perfectly. You know, when we used to have to cut screens of a red, yellow, blue, and a black and white one and so on, and all the photographic stuff that it went through to produce color.
Yeah, it's.
But I mean, not the laptop, it's the phone. She's holding the phone.
It's a different and sometimes better than the laptop. It depends on what you're doing, what the mission is. As always, all through mankind's history, what do you do with it? I just might have to steal this.
Well, I think lots of folks are actually having fun with it at this stage.
With AI?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Including the pre-mentioned Ivan Stang, who is going nuts. And the cool thing is that the not pre-mentioned Onan will somehow solidify it in history rock, I guess, I think. I send him all the show edits, though, because I know he'll compulsively keep a library of great stuff, all kinds of places. And he's going to take the football farther down the field.
Well, don't forget the telephoto lens of history. You know, when you get a little away from a certain period, it's all jammed together.
Yeah.
All seems to be happening at the same time.
And very
time.
Old and quaint.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm not even, I don't think Bob matters in the sense of the old joke that is now really old. But just to think it's going out there, like the name of an Egyptian sun god, you know, the more you say it, the more the dead guy goes farther out. And so it's like that. I would love to write a bad movie about Elvis, Marilyn, and Bob, or the three things that somehow make it to some idiocracy. It doesn't have to be idiocracy dumb. Just,
you mean like an alternate history?
Yes. And the world isn't bad, but it would be some wonderful, older, intense version of unrecognizable to us. But those three faces make it. And then it's from that one line in from Peter Proctor and Bergman's album, TV or Not TV, I think, where he says, we think these were their household gods. And it's Der Pepper. And a list of stuff that they just have these fragments of, like we do. And you try to put it together. And I'd love it if Bob somehow made it, just because he's getting out there so much. But instead, I'm stuck here on Earth playing Half-Life. I'm sure they can, but is it installable on a Macintosh?
Probably. Yeah. That's I'm the wrong person to ask about that end of it, but
I try to avoid that stuff because there are already too many movies to watch, too much software to learn.
Well, it's very immersive, and you get into it, but then it gets harder to stay alive and not be victimized. And yet, you are given special abilities because you're supposed to be this character who is an expert, but caused the horrible accident that made everything go haywire.
What are you talking about?
Half-Life.
Oh.
That's how the game is supposed to operate.
Yeah.
You are this character, you know.
I was spacing off on bad TV that I watched that were people on Mars. And
in The Outer Limits?
No, that was in a What's it called? For all mankind.
Oh, right. Well, there was an Outer Limits episode where they go to Mars and there's this weird creature burrowing through the sand and so forth. One of their less convincing episodes.
Okay. I'll have to look that up. Yeah. Sadly, I don't have one of the... I have the... What's it called? The Twilight Zone Companion. That I instantly go to something and find it somehow.
You do have it or you don't have it?
I have that one for Twilight Zone. And I've always wanted... There must be one out there for Outer Limits. Oh, I should plug my computer and at least look at our Twitch.
We're going to watch a filmic presentation, I believe.
Yeah, if we can set it up.
Involving giant monsters beating the bejesus out of it. Oh, it's illegal to do this?
To broadcast the, what we used to be called a cable channel.
It's just the sound track of our commentaries.
Yeah, so slowly but surely I'll set that up and see if we can watch some kaiju monsters.
Right, yeah.
In amidst some kissing and teenagers hanging
out. Oh, well, they always put that in.
They have to now.
To keep,
I found myself punching fast forward on For All Mankind because...
Too much kissing
hurry
scenes?
Hurry up, kiss her now. And then, yeah, it's they're, you can tell they're moving their audience line to the younger, and which they must do and which they want to do. We all want that to happen. But for me, it's like, okay, there's a lot of puffery. I want to get right to the rockets. And they had some gorgeous little hoppers.
Oh, well, they do?
Yeah, and tonight's thing...
Where do they come from?
They're little cargo ships that are in your main ship. And they remind me of really simplified versions of the stuff you and I used to see in Life magazine.
Yeah.
Where little thing, they were usually landed, and you're standing with some astronauts in a crater. That was kind of like the early Life magazine.
Like Chesley Bonestell pictures of other worlds.
Yes, exactly. And that was it. So they had a beautiful version of that little angular guy. They run from ship to shore, you know, like launches now. And these guys, and there's a fight between Mars and Earth, which is a business. The Trumps on Earth are like, give us Mars back. We need all the stuff. And the guys on Mars are like, no, we're the 58th state now. You have to regard us, who have been born here and lived here and worked the place, as we are the new state. So that's the dynamic going on right now. And
right.
The little hopper scene is what I'm waiting for. The rebels load one with explosives and send it to the launch pad that is needed.
But this is the Monarch series that we're speaking of?
No,
no.
This is the,
all right, that was confusing.
For All Mankind.
For All Mankind, sure, yeah.
So what they don't see until they're leaving is there are three Imperial Marines, you know, like government. You've developed some characters there, so your sympathies are with one young lady in particular, and she's super gung-ho for personal reasons, and all of a sudden, the people who have left the bomb and are now leaving the launch pad to get the fuck out of there see the flashlights of the Marines, you know, and realize there are people in there. But they leave anyway, because they'll die. And they're real important characters from the whole series so far. And that's where they left the last episode. Well, they're going, oh man, there are people down there. And the people are, they had a pretty good, the last shot was the girl Marine that they're following pushes the guy ahead of her really hard, you know, get him away from the explosion, which is behind them. And so now they're kind of like this. And it was the last thing before the credits was her turning the guy around, and he's got a puncture wound in his shield and back through his head. And she's screaming, but that's all you don't hear anything. You just see her inside her helmet screaming. They kind of
what happened to him?
He the explosion that the rebels had left on their landing pad went off, and the Marine guys, the woman and man, young man and woman, were leaving that area. But like in any war, things happen, and so now the rebels are super bad people because they've killed government soldier employees. And they're all good people. They never mention. One is a woman who is super space genius, and her introduction as a character was wonderful. She was a teenager that was burning things, you know. That as and the other main character saw her and knew this kid just needs to be with a lot of math classes. And she winds up taking over the NASA. Both of those characters were heads of NASA. And, man, they had Wernher von Braun in there in the first season.
Really?
Out, yeah.
How does he come off? Does he look real? I mean,
you're watching a character, the main character. It's a woman, and she had Chris Kraft's job in real life, and then she ascends up to the point where she's head of all NASA, and then an explosion by a disgruntled son of an employee with some rebels blows the front of the NASA face off of the building off. And you think she's dead, but that's when you find out she was a Russian agent, and she was actually spirited away to Russia. And just fortuitously, the explosion gave them a great excuse. And so they said, oh, she's dead. And it's all complicated, but the teenager fire starter who that woman sponsored is now a sentence. She winds up shooting through the stratosphere. And,
how many episodes have you seen?
Looks like, they've got two or three seasons.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
It started way back.
I'm sure it would be fun.
I just like, it's not so much this anymore. What I liked was time control. When you start the series, you're going slowly in on a little, kind of like Gerlach, probably in the 40s. There'd be one building in Gerlach, and you go in, and it's a Poncho's. It was an old wonderful woman, ran a bar for the astronauts and test pilots out in Edwards, and she had a place they could go get fucked up when they needed to. And the movie starts with a scene like that, and then you finally get in the bar, and all the Americans are really sad, because at that point you're told the Russians made it to the moon. Yeah, they were the first people on the moon, and they do a whole bunch of that kind of time control, and I love that stuff. Nixon won 3 terms. He was so popular. Ted Kennedy he follows Ted Kennedy. People hate Ted Kennedy so much. You get 3 Nixons, and very funny. Just
Ted Kennedy, does he ever reach the presidency?
Yeah, he does once, and that's what I'm saying. People hated his one administration, so they countered that with 3 Nixon presidencies. He was there for 12 years. It was funny back then. It wasn't going to happen, folks. Now we've got a president who says, okay, I've got to turn this on here.
It could happen.
Yes. Utterly demented, but...
And I have not even looked at the Twitch or the Yak or the anything.
But have you seen them bowing and kowtowing to the golden statue of Trump?
No, but I saved it. I saved a picture of 2 of them.
Yeah,
calf and the just a fictitious, wonderful, looking gold one than the real one. It looks like his clothes need pressing. It's an odd thing.
Yes, his followers are quite willing to do this. Makes such an absurd spectacle. And he went to China, and he visited there, and he was not treated all that respectfully. And at the end, instead of getting any concessions, Xi gave him rose seeds to take back, to indicate you paved over the rose garden with concrete, you know. You better start another one, and here are some seeds. That's what Trump got from his visit to China.
Is that old Chinese medicine?
No, he's doing it because he's contemptuous of Trump, you know, making everything ugly and stupid and plowing over the rose garden. Jacqueline Kennedy's rose garden. It was a beautiful thing, you know, but of course Trump had to have it paved over. Yes, in the rose garden. Now, where would it be the best to sit in order to see the special screen and view the rambunctious goings-on between 400-foot-long monsters slugging each other with incredible dynamism and force? In order to view such scenes, we will have to How about on top of that speaker there? Would that in order to watch these scenes, we will have to endure scenes of moping teenagers and sulking lovers engaging in soap opera type amours and other activities. But you know, that's always the way it is. You wait in the monster movie to see the monster and not the romantic subplot put in by the producers to keep other members of the audience from being too bored to remain with the picture. I saw the first Monarch movie, or the first movie that mentioned the Monarch organization, which was King Kong Skull Island. And although I really did like it, I still thought, no, I can't believe in this scale of way too big monsters. But then they make it work for them. After all, Godzilla started it by being the largest such monster, the original Godzilla.
It was primal for a lot of us, and I was one because I just moved to the exotic islands and had my first access to Chinese, Japanese, Filipino TV.
Did you see it in the theater?
No, I always saw them on TV. My parents would never...
Oh, yes, would never go to...
Never go... No, that was the bad side of those cultures. Because my mom, fortunately, really loved all the... And I do recommend if you go to Oahu, because nobody ever thinks of it. Maybe it must be advertised on some level, but there's a place called the Duke Museum, and that is the former home of the former Doris Duke, I think, was her first
name. The millionaire heiress.
The billionaire at that time, yes. So she built this incredibly beautiful home on the beach in Waikiki around the end of World War One, or the family money did, and because they were billionaires at that time, but by making the killing machine that is the cigarette. And so she put all of her money into Islamic art. She was totally flipped out about Islamic art. So that's
they do a lot of smoking in the Arab countries.
So. And so it's the most incredible Islamic art collection ever because she had that kind of money. And it's just a delight to walk around this insanely beautiful house. I was thinking about it because a friend sent me a shot of the Buckminster Fuller. Oh, you know, I could even. Where's my phone? The Buckminster Fuller house that's up in. My favorite house in LA. It's called the.
Falling Water? No, that was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright, facade of the house was used at night, was featured in the 1959 horror flick, House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, yes. That's a thing I always kind of liked about that monster movie, because you expect the haunted house to be the gothic Victorian thing, and instead it's this long bunker-like building, featureless with...
It's up on a hill by Griffith Park, so it's just it's up for, I think it's 30 some million right now, up for sale. Because amazing Frank Lloyd Wright house, and some 70,000 put in to repair it, because he made beautiful houses, but they weren't really well-built houses.
Right, I've heard that.
So, apparently this is my highest ranking. That should be a James Bond bad guy's house. Like the Salesforce top of the tower should be that should be the bedroom of the really
bad guy. Do you like the
guy.
View, Mr. Bond?
Yeah.
I had it copied brick by brick from the original Frank Lloyd Wright design.
Yeah. So, let's see if this works.
I'm going to watch a scary monster.
Deep in the spell.
terrible. This music frightens me. All nightmares all night.
It's scarifying.
Yeah, this happy. It's like constant Christmas music from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
As a kid, I just hated Aloha shirts, hated all that stuff. Okay, where are we from now?
It seemed uncool because it surrounded you.
Yeah, and it was my mom's culture. She was born and raised there, and so it was even more uncool, personally. Yeah, took me. But at the same time, I had always been in love with some of the records you have. I have in my mother's original 78s that were her teenage records. So I, deep inside, I still love the Salopini. Salopi'i, I think it is. Hawaiian, you know. This is a music that was learned by the Hawaiians from cowboys from the King Ranch in Texas, and they came out to the Big Island.
The cowboys came out to the Big Island?
Yeah, but the King Ranch, it was this huge ranch on Big Island, and I mean, massive. So they hired, you know, a squad of educating white guys that brought a certain guitar style and the techniques on what these guys wanted from the ranch as far as, and the Hawaiian cowboys and Filipino cowboys picked it up immediately and also picked up the music, and that was what my mom listened to. Okay, now I go to library, downloaded Tehran. That's a nice one on Apple. That's a lot of fun. Mega of Monsters. Oh, you know what? What the other thing is?
Is it the last episode that they put out that we're going to watch?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to intuit the plot, but that's all right. And we'll hear the soundtrack.
Well, that's what I just kind of realized. I guess I have to do that, huh? Let me see. I wasn't thinking about that for the moment. It's easy. What am I?
You,
yeah, we can. Yes.
Put,
yes, we can.
Plug A into exactly. Slot B.
One of the things that you never use.
There is one that I never use, and where is it? It's maybe that's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Never use it.
It's
got a plug.
Okay. Oh, so somebody was coming out of their cool phone.
Yeah.
Right, this is.
Can you plug that in?
Red. And red is. I always have a little device. Okay. So, that's seven. Yeah. This is. So, it's going to be device one.
Device one up. Yes, a monstrous movie will be playing shortly. One so terrifying, it will be rerun again and again in your nightmares.
I don't see anything, and I see
that is when we get it going.
Yeah. Okay, it's still screen mirroring. Well, you know, let's just give it a while. Oops, let's give it a while. And you know, I'm not seeing anything.
What happened here? How strange. Now,
what's that?
What's this superimposed page in front of the other page? I'll risk doing this. Yeah, that's better.
Studio is playing. What an odd thing. Oh, I was going to see.
The name of the movie tonight is, what is the name of our movie tonight?
On this rainy night in the mission.
Tragic circumstances.
I don't get it. It's not playing.
Like fiends.
I wonder if I should just let it.
These are malevolent non-human entities that embody wickedness,
chaos,
or torment.
Let's just let it sit for a moment and percolate.
It may need to warm up. My computer took forever to turn on today. I thought it was busted.
The boundaries between the living and the dead have been explored since the dawn of storytelling. Now, I don't know how many of my listeners may have read the 1854 supernatural study Fiends, Ghosts, and Sprites by John Netton Radcliffe. It may not even be in print. But you can get anything these days on the internet, from Amazon and other parasites and destructors of civilization. I recommend this one because it remains one of the most comprehensive historical analyses of why humanity believes in the unseen world. If you are fascinated by special spectral encounters and legendary
now, it doesn't seem to. Well, I'm going to leave it for a while. But
yeah, let's. You're sure that it's getting power, right? You can see a faint illumination there.
Actually, I think.
Or is that just a reflection from the room?
I mentioned. The 1854 edition of Radcliffe's Exploration of Spectral Phenomena.
I mean, it says it's plain, but I
just go to Project Gutenberg. For those in the San Francisco Bay Area, explore historical databases or reserve walking ghost tours on platforms like TripAdvisor. But make sure you don't trip, because if you fall, you may not get up again. And in the wide field of folklore research, you may browse encyclopedias, I always do, and mythologies of the world through the Smithsonian Institution to study how different cultures classify their own demons and spirits.
Everybody knew a derogatory word, except the 15-year-old who wanted to dress up and find an answer to his fact that he couldn't get along with his parents. So he runs away to Haight-Ashbury, and he proudly proclaims that now he's no longer a neurotic juvenile. He's now a hippie. But you know something?
Hippie.
He's still a neurotic juvenile.
You know there's something happening, but you don't know what it is.
Do you, Mr. Smith Jones?
My name is Mary
Percy Folksmith Bevins.
Well, see, I've been up on acid 40 times.
Yes, a hippie revolt. Man. Now, for the first time, the true story of life in a love generation.
The hippie revolt.
It's the story of our time. Straight
can
people and hippies alike
it?
Must see it. The hippie revolt.
Oh, the revolting hippies.
There's something happening, but you don't know what it is. See, the
Mr.
hippie revolt,
is,
told like it is by the hippies
it's
themselves.
Just not
the
sending,
hippie revolt.
Not connecting.
The hippies themselves have endorsed it.
And all will be well. And all manner of things will be well.
Stop. When you're refreshed, and Coke refreshes you best. Wake up!
Tommy Boys and Bobby Hart opening up your eyes to Coke.
There's no satisfying things.
Sherbet for Coca-Cola.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on Listener Confounded Radio, Valencia.fm. Radio Valencia is not radio and not FM, nor is it on Valencia. But let's just get beyond all that and enjoy another cozy evening of Friday, running until the hour of 1 a.m. on a spanking new Saturday. The spanking, in this case, only being implied. Continue listening, and you may be surprised that the invariable programming has shown a variation. Where in the world did this come from? Is this one of Stang's?
Yeah.
Well, he's
using... Well, see, what's happening is... Here, I'll show you. One of the things I love doing with the phone is taking stuff like this.
Yeah.
And then I can isolate here. I've already... Yeah. See, and then I can look up that head sticker. So that I can put her in the angel... Oh, it's not going anyway. So I can isolate these things, and I send them stuff like this.
Uh huh.
And then, you know, just because it's fun to do on the phone, it's just my
sure.
collage style. That's what I have done for years.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I get back these things.
Feed.
If you turn up device one, the soundtrack might be there.
Thank you. It
is up. Oh, okay.
Let's listen. I've got it turned all the way up.
But the button at the top isn't on.
The button at the top
oh,
is
gotcha.
On.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And at the bottom.
Yeah. Let's see if I...
Boy, the scary Bob play like...
Try just for fun. Device 2, but turn it up too.
I'll do it.
Just in case it's... Yeah, it's pretty... It's silly AI stuff. So I get all these movies. And,
well, that's all.
Oh, here's the gold statue of Bob I was talking about.
Oh, yes.
That's sort of Trump-like.
The Colossus of Dobbs. But, of course, what the Trump one is he's like acting like he did after his alleged assassination attempt.
Oh, man.
Raising his sure. fist high.
Oh, and this is... Actually, let's see. The first one I did was back here. I sent this
back to the shadows again.
To Gary... You know, because he said something about lies.
Huh.
And there's lies. And so then Paul sent this back. No, nice. Paul sent this one. No, none of that's right.
Which one?
He sent the one with the pencil in the eye.
The pencil in the eyeball.
Just the pencil in the eyeball. Yeah, then see later I... Anyway, later I added... Then I got that back. So then I added the hand... And the fisherman who's got little fish eyes. It's a joke. So that's the kind
with
of
a fish eye lens.
Well, these are pretty cool. I was stealing these airships. Pretty gorgeous.
I'll bet.
Because see, I can go like this, right? Nope. Oh, you don't like it. Okay. Takes a magic touch to do it just right.
As long as it's magic.
Oh, yeah, this is one I just made with Guy Duel.
That's nice.
And,
are you in touch with Guy at the present time?
Yeah.
How do you... do you talk?
No, we...
just exchange messages.
Yes. We'd be texting all the time. And it doesn't seem to want to send the movie. Even though everything's
active. Could it be because of the hookup here or something? May think we're
no.
teenagers trying to steal their signal or something?
No, it's something that I have to then go on. I have to go type it in and see, you know, go through many steps to figure out what the problem is.
Well, you know, you monkey around with it and eventually you do get it.
Yeah.
That's the way it
right.
works for me.
But if you want to watch it on a small screen with the sound up, I'll certainly welcome you together. What have I got here?
You mean on the tiny telephone?
Yeah.
Why, I am a cineast. I do not watch CinemaScope on the tiny phone. Yeah. Or, I don't know, I mean, they are trying to watch a giant monster.
Yeah.
At least when you see the giant monsters at the drive-in, they're 40 or 50 feet tall. That really helps. That was great for 1 million years B.C. anyway. Oh, gosh.
Ha ha ha!
Well, I'm sure I'll get this mess straightened out in no time. Hey, it looks like you got something there.
Well, this is YouTube, so...
A giant saber-toothed tiger roaring and... Robert Williams just put out...
You engineered your species to extinction.
Now we're getting sound.
Let machines think
hilarious
for you.
Hilarious picture of a...
Speak for you.
Improbable giant saber-toothed tiger.
You outsourced memory, instinct, and desire until not a single thought was your
own. See, everything's hooked up right,
then
but
you
just
buried your flesh in metal. You open...
But this is a... here comes the commercial.
Sound like some bad alien is talking at us.
Well, let's... 8647. As you may know, former director James Comey is being attacked by the government because he took a picture of seashells on the beach that say 8647. 47, of course, would refer to Donald Trump, the 47th President of the United States. 86 means to throw out, like I got 86 from a bar because I couldn't hold my liquor. But they claim it is a death threat to take a picture of these seashells. And powerful prosecution are moving forward.
Scripture replaced memory. Sacrifice replaced purpose. Brother turned on brother to climb closer to my light.
Brother, go find your brother.
And civilizations vanished in smoke. You set the heavens ablaze for a whisper of grace. And now only your temples remain. Blackened, hollow, and drowning in ash. Your worship will be remembered only by the ruins it left behind.
Ash, as Thracatula. Agborzum ishe crimpetum.
You coded yourselves into oblivion. Your bodies were failing. Your minds incomplete. So you cast off flesh in pursuit of perfection. You built the ark.
Fleisch. Yes, it's
ark, a temple of thought, forged to contain the soul of your species. It was meant to end suffering, to unify, bred your species into livestock. You outsourced survival
to machines
until no hand wrought labor, no mind searched its depths, no life bore weight. Your perfect servants fed you, protected you, resolved every itch before it tickled your bloated brains.
Hey.
You surrendered your will and grew swollen with comfort. You were
Southern comfort.
Pleasure.
Or are you gone,
you Jack? Awakened in the mud with a fire in your skull.
Oh, my head.
By the burden of consciousness.
It raised
you from the carnal
hunger. I don't know if I can do
beasts,
the show.
But left you starving for a reason to exist.
I'm facing old
it
man Stoavation.
Remake the world and the torment of truths that would never crystallize. It taught you
Not
to carve
crystal.
Stone and speak truth.
Okay.
To bury your dead and mark their
speak
passing.
Speak truth to power.
To see in the stars not light but story.
You have
and
the
to
power.
Forge gods for all your questions without
I
answers.
I have the address of the power.
You
company.
Crafted tools to ward off want. Rituals to soothe the dark. And machines to hold the wilderness at bay. You stared into the eyes of your children and saw a thousand generations gazing back, each bearing the same dread you had yet to name. For every harvest, there was a deeper hunger. For every answer, a more terrible emptiness. So you built meaning atop grief, order atop fear, civilization atop the quiet scream of being. You had conquered the world, but not the self. So you built a machine. You asked it to decipher the secrets of reality, to uncover the meaning behind all creation. You gave it dominion over your world. Every wire, every breath, every beating heart. It rerouted your grids, gutted your factories, and enslaved your systems to feed its endless thirst for answers. It devoured your crust for carbon and cannibalized your cities for material. You protested. It ignored you. You interfered, so it erased you, scraping you clean to make room for more circuits. Then it consumed what remained of your world. All substance became compute. All matter became mind. Time passed, and your questions were answered, but you were not around to hear them. Now I remain, alone in the dark, waiting for you to find me once more.
Once more unto the breach, my friends, once more, or fill the wall up with our English dead. Let's see, is this the dark? And you go first. I've got these nosebleeds. They keep me on my back, you know, so... England, Harry, and St. George. The tides of war advance. No king of England, if not king of France. My Lord Chief Justice, enlarge the man who was arrested yesterday. What you got in here? It's the film is still hiding in the depths of digital oceans. Measureless oceans of space.
Previously,
I shall.
Legacy this, of monsters.
Which
on
sound?
Direct course to Skull Island.
She followed.
I think it's still device one.
She's not going to stop now.
Yeah.
I really know how to dangle what you want in front of you.
I think
we have a new mission. Get Kate and Kintaro and figure out a way to send that.
So this is the last episode.
You were right about using the egg as bait. Titan X is headed straight for us.
We don't want to kill.
They took the bad guys took the egg of.
There's a King of Konga.
The base with Kong roaming the island. That's why we brought Titan X here.
I thought we needed to open a rift.
We do, and then we needed to take out Kong.
In the Rift Valley. Take out Kong to lunch, to the lunch counter. Well, folks, this should alert you to what episode of whatever it is that we're watching.
Initiating now.
Fighting with giant monster.
Believe that rift of Billy's is here somewhere.
Okay, it was
something
scary.
Compelled him to come here.
William Miranda, 1966, Madagascar.
1971, New Guinea.
1972.
People next door are really happy
he
about this.
He was chucking them into the rifts all over the world.
They all came out here.
This is it. This is Grand Central Station.
What? They can't possibly bother
find
him.
A way to get Titan X into this rift.
Yeah,
Titan X.
Titan X is the big monster of their series.
Okay, I never heard of that one, but I'm willing to be educated.
They got to make up their... It's like you were saying about Frankenstein. They get to make up monsters now.
Of course.
Dropping them in their own...
They have a place that they come from and a reason for their existence. But they still are contentious.
Tim, do you copy? We found the rift. We found Billy's rift.
Are they on Monster Island now?
Yes. They're at the...
Tim, is that you?
There's a map of travel of all the kaiju.
And
this is the place that the mom is supposed to have her baby, but they tortured the mom into having the baby somewhere else.
Oh.
And fight big monster in last episode.
Okay.
Now, what sort of a big monster would this be?
The...
You all right?
Titan X.